This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox is taking aim at her challenger's record on wrongful convictions a week before the election. Fox is a Democrat. Her Republican challenger is former judge and prosecutor Pat O'Brien. Both major party candidates vying to be Cook County's top prosecutor were on WBEZ's Reset yesterday. WBEZ's Patrick Smith has more.
O'Brien has consistently attacked Fox on what he says is her lenient approach to law and order. Given the historic levels of murder in the city of Chicago this year, O'Brien has been saying she should be more aggressive and take more risks in prosecuting crimes. Fox says O'Brien's approach is a relic of a bygone era.
Are we going to go back to being the false confession capital of the United States? Are we going to go back to a history here in Cook County where it was win at all costs, particularly in times of fear and violence? Or are we going to have a system that's transparent and accountable?
O'Brien was a Cook County prosecutor and eventually a supervisor in the state's attorney's office in the 80s and 90s. While there, he helped convict four teenagers for a murder they did not commit and oversaw prosecutors who won more than 20 other wrongful convictions.
You know, one of the things that I think we should ask him and look at is his record of having been a prosecutor before, is his history of wrongful convictions, not just with the four teenagers that he sent to prison for a crime they didn't commit, but the 27 wrongful convictions under his watch.
O'Brien says he had no reason to doubt the guilt of the four teenagers he helped convict and who were later freed by DNA evidence.
The system made a mistake. They made a mistake and I made a mistake because I tried. But I tried it in good faith and I tried it based upon what I had. And never was anything done to me in connection with a penalty based upon my good faith actions. There was never any finding against me in state or federal court. There was never one penny paid out by the county based upon my actions.
O'Brien was asked on Reset what he would do as state's attorney to ensure no more wrongful convictions happened under his watch.
A perfect system run by imperfect people sounds to me like an impossibility. What you try to do is your best.
Libertarian candidate Brian Dennehy is also running for state's attorney. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.